You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus died and he was resurrected from the dead. No more in week 6 of the Apostles' Creed.
Happy Easter to everyone. Happy Resurrection Day. Mukha bang Resurrection Day ang mukha ng katabi nyo? Ayan, buhay na buhay. Tayo po ay nasa week number 6 na ng ating series, The Apostles' Creed. Ito pong Apostles' Creed ay ang pinagmulan po niyan, ay ang mga katuruan, the teachings of the apostles. And they summarized the fundamental Christian doctrines, yung pong ating paniniwala bilang Kristiyano. At dahil po itong paniniwala natin ay nakaugat, nakabase sa salita ng Diyos, right behavior comes from right thinking. That's why yung beliefs po natin, nakaka-apekto yan ng ating lifestyle. No? And it's so good, it's an assurance that our beliefs, our doctrines, our faith is based on the Word of God and also from a rich history from the past. No? Meron pong historical context ang ating pong mga paniniwala. And just a recap of last week's message, we said we believe that through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, our salvation is complete and eternally secure. No, do you believe that your salvation is secure? Wala makapagnakaw ng ating pong kaligtasan. No? And today we'll be talking about the topic, the statement, the confession. I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So three concepts: forgiveness, resurrection, and eternal life. Forgiveness, resurrection, and eternal life. So let's read John chapter 5, 24 to 29. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Everybody say eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We pray that your Holy Spirit will open up our hearts and minds so we can receive, understand, and apply your word into our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Ang goal po natin dito sa message na to is for us to know how we can receive forgiveness of sins and receive eternal life. But the question is, how can we be sure that our sins are forgiven? Now, how can we be sure that when we die, our bodies will be raised to life, we will be resurrected, we will spend eternity with God in heaven? How can we be sure of our eternal life? You know, people have different kinds of needs. Marami po tayong pangangailangan. We go to the mall. Most Filipinos go to the malls on Sundays because the mall is the place where their needs will be met. Di po ba, pumupunta tayo sa mall kasi dito tayo, your spiritual needs are met. Nandito na, may church na tayo sa mall. We can not just Victory, but other Christian churches are here. After the service, you can go and eat. Okay, so your physical needs are met. You're eating with your friends, with your family. The need to belong, the need to love, your social needs. If you need material needs, no, there's a department store, you can buy your material needs. There's also a bank, your financial needs. Nandito na rin sa mall. But there is one need of humanity that supersedes all of these temporary needs. No, meron pong isang pangangailangan na mas nakakahigit sa pangangailangan ng tao. And that is the need for forgiveness. It's a universal need. And that's why different religions have their own rituals, their own beliefs on how man can receive forgiveness from God. Now, I chanced upon an article published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine. Now, researchers Toussaint, Owen, and Chedley published their article, Forgive to Live, Forgiveness, Health, and Longevity, on August 2012. At ito pong study na to ay pinag-aralan po nila yung connection, they studied the connection, the link between forgiveness and physical health. Now, how forgiveness is related to higher functioning cardiovascular, endocrine, and immune systems. At nung inimbestigan po nila itong relationship na to, ay nag-interview po sila ng 1,500 U.S. residents over the age of 66. So, in-interview nila mga Christians, non-Christians, religious people, irreligious people, former Christians, and they ask a series of questions regarding their people's attitudes toward forgiveness, their experiences, their beliefs about paano sila magpatawad ng ibang tao, how they receive forgiveness from other people, how they receive forgiveness from God, and how they release forgiveness to others, no? How they feel forgiven by others. So, at the end, what factors determine whether these 66-year-olds live to see their 69th year? One significant factor showed up, and that is the conditional forgiveness of others. No? Yung pong mga participants, yung mga na-interview nila, nagsabi, before I can forgive others, they must first apologize to me. Kailangan mag-sorry muna sila. Mag-sorry muna sila sa akin bago ko sila mapatawad. O kaya yung mga nagsabi na, before I could forgive others, they must promise not to do the same thing again. Yung hindi na nila dapat ulitin. Mga dapat bago ko sila mapatawad. Yung pong mga nagsabing yon, mga tao nagsabing yon, conditional forgiveness, they were more likely to die in the intervening 3 years. So in other words, yung pong mga hindi nakapagpatawad ng ibang tao ay mamamatay kailan? Mahigit kumulang, no? Hindi lalampas sa sobra, no? Sa susunod na 3 taon. In other words, withholding forgiveness, pag hindi ka raw nakapagpatawad, it will decrease your health and increase your mortality. Ayun po yung na-discover niya. Now, question is, why does man need forgiveness? Bakit po natin kailangan ng kapatawaran? Because we all know from the Bible, in Romans chapter 3, that there's no one righteous, not even one. All have turned away from God, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yan po yung definition ng sin, ng missing the mark, falling short of God's standard, God's perfection. Now, we have transgressed, we have violated the law, we have fallen short, we have trespasses, we have debts. Meron po tayong utang kay God. Meron po tayong disobedience in wickedness. We are all sinners and there's not a single law in the Ten Commandments that we have not broken. Yung pong mga bata, the children, you don't have to teach small kids how to disobey their parents. No? Very natural na po sa kanila na isuot ang kanilang daliri sa electrical socket or sa electric fan. No? Because we are born sinners. We have a sinful nature. So we need forgiveness because we are sinners. But how did God respond to our need of forgiveness? Paano sinolusyonan ng Diyos ang ating pangailangan ng kapatawaran? Well, we all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He sent His own beloved Son, His begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish in hell, hindi mapunta sa impyerno, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. God did not send the Son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. And so, through Jesus, we can have, first part of our Apostles' Creed statement is, we believe in the forgiveness of sins. In John 5:24, He was here in the temple area, and He was speaking to the Jews about the authority of the Son of God. And Jesus said, whoever listens to His word, whoever listens to His message and believes Him, who is Him? God the Father who sent Jesus has eternal life. And He will not come into judgment. Hindi raw siya makukondemn. Hindi siya masisentensyahan. No? He'll be forgiven and He will not be accused in judgment. There'll be no condemnation. Now, the feeling of condemnation is common to all people. No? There's unresolved guilt. Mayroon po mga bumabagabag. Diba? Yung kabigatan, mga anguish, yung mga misgivings, yung pong mga mistakes natin towards ourselves, towards other people. Di ba? Pag nakapag-iisip-isip, nag-iisa kayo, naalala niyo mga maling nagawa natin. But how do people deal with unresolved guilt? Some people try to cover it up, pinagtatakpan. Some people do good works, do religious deeds. No, they go to church during Holy Week. They join a procession. May pabasa, may panata, na nagpapakahirap, may penitensya. No? Meron po ba sa atin dito nagpenitensya itong Holy Week? Pero bakit po nila ginagawa itong mga religious works na to? No? Para mabawasan ang kasalanan? ba? Mapangpabawas ng kasalanan? Bakit po ba mabawasan lang? Kontento na ba tayo sa mabawasan lang? Are we content with just lessening our sins? Hindi po ba dapat matanggal, maalis, at tuluyang mapatawad? We should aim for total forgiveness, total cleansing of our sins. But how can we make up for a crime against a holy, perfect, righteous, and majestic God? Ano po ang kaya natin gawin on our own? What can we do with our own natural ability, with our own righteousness? How can it reach perfection? Meron po bang makakagawa ng perfecto, makakasunod ng Ten Commandments perfectly? Wala po, no? Because in the view of biblical justice, all of our sins are infinitely heinous against a perfect God, no? And that's why Jesus used the metaphor of a man who had so much debt, napakalaking utang, di niya kayang bayaran. So what is the basis of our forgiveness? Ano po yung basihan ng ating kapatawaran? Basihan po ng ating forgiveness, according to the Word of God, is when we sincerely repent of our sins and turn over our lives to God. No? The Bible promises that we are forgiven. No? Because Jesus came to forgive us. All the prophets testify about Him, Jesus, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name. This is what the Apostle Peter preached. No? Ang assurance of our forgiveness is based on the promise of God's Word. Ang kanyang pong pangako, ang kanyang salita. Yun po ang pinangahawakan natin. And so we believe that only by grace, by God's grace through faith in the person and the work of Jesus, can we receive forgiveness. And here's what the theologian R.C. Sproul said about forgiveness. Now, as Christians, we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe that when I come to God and confess my sins, He forgives me. That's the joy of the Christian faith, to get that ugly, dreadful burden and weight of sin off your back and thrown away. Kung may pinapasan kang malaking bigat ng kasalanan, dapat maalis yan, no? Matanggal. Hindi lang pagtatakpan, kundi matanggal at maitapon. The promise of God, He will throw our sins into the depths of the sea. What it means when God forgives you is He no longer holds it against you. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't mean that we will not go through evaluation because meron pang coming judgment. There's a coming judgment. Yun po yung topic natin next Sunday. But to those who are in Christ, the forgiven people will never be condemned. They will not pass under the judgment or wrath of God. They will not be condemned by the wrath of God. That is the greatest benefit and blessing that a human being can ever experience. So yun po ang ating pinanghahawakan, the promise of God's Word, because we have forgiveness of sins through the blood and through the name of Jesus. And because we have the assurance that our sins are forgiven, makatiyak rin po tayo, we will be assured that there will be a resurrection of the body. No? That our bodies will be raised to life when we die. Now, ano pong ibig sabihin ng resurrection? Ito po yung sinabi ni Jesus sa John 5, yung pong ating text. John 5, basahin uli natin. Do not marvel at this. Ano ibig sabihin niyang do not marvel at this? Saan tayo magtitiwala? Huwag daw tayo magtiwala sa Marvel. Marvel heroes. No? Do not trust in Marvel heroes, sina Batman, Superman, Iron Man, Spider-Man, dahil yan ay katang isip, fiction lamang, di po sila totoo. No? The real Savior is Jesus Christ. Amen po ba? Okay. So, pang-entertainment lang po yan. No? Ang totoong Savior po natin ay si Jesus. So, sabi ni Jesus, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. So yung mga patay daw, ay pag narinig ang salita, ang boses ng anak ng Diyos, ay lalabas, mabubuhay, at pupunta yung mga gumawa ng mabuti sa buhay na walang hanggan, at yung mga gumawa ng masama ay sa impierno, resurrection of judgment in hell. Now, sa unang tingin, at first glance, verse 29, may seem that our salvation is based on good works, based on what we have done on earth. But the real basis, the context of this passage is in verse 24. These people have done evil or good because of their faith or disbelief in Jesus Christ. Either naniwala sila o hindi sila naniwala kay Jesus. Kaya nga sa verse 24, those who hear the word of Jesus and believe, they will have eternal life. And so, malinaw po sa atin na tinuturo sa Bible, sa Ephesians, that we are saved through faith, no? Not from ourselves, not by our good works. It is by the grace of God para walang makapagyabang sa langit. At tayo, sabi rin sa Titus 3:5, God save us not because of the righteous things we have done, but according to God's mercy. So, we are forgiven, we are cleansed, we are purified by the blood of Jesus, and that's why we'll be raised to life when we die. We'll be raised to life again. But how will our resurrection bodies look like? Paano ba, ano ba yung itsura natin pagdating natin sa heaven? O pagdating ni Jesus, whichever comes first, second coming or our death in the future. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 says, it is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground or buried when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. Verse 49, just as we are now like the earthly man, like Adam, we will someday be like the heavenly man, the man who came from heaven, who is Jesus. So do you believe that you'll be raised to life again? You'll be resurrected. Again, in Philippians chapter 3, our resurrection bodies. So our resurrection bodies will be imperishable, incorruptible. They will not decay. They'll be glorious, powerful, just like the body of Jesus. The same he said in Philippians 3. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform. No? Jesus will transform. He will change. He will transform and change our lowly bodies, our earthly bodies, so that they will be like his glorious body. So, ang body natin sa heaven will be like a glorious resurrected body, just like Jesus. How old was Jesus when he started his ministry here on earth? He was about 30 years old. So, yung nabasa ko, our biological age daw pagdating sa heaven is about 30 years old. So, yung mga season ones natin, no? Alalahanin niyo lang, how do you look like when you're 30 years old? No, there will be no more pain, nor death, no sorrow, no mourning, no crying, no more sicknesses in heaven. Perfect body. No, you'll be resurrected in a glorious, powerful, imperishable, incorruptible body. So what's the implication now for us? Paano ito naapekto sa paniniwala at pamumuhay natin? How do this belief of forgiveness and resurrection, eternal life, affect us? It will affect our beliefs, especially when a loved one or relative dies. Pag meron pong namatayan, no? Alam nyo po, marami tayong pamahiin. I chance upon this article 30, superstitions Filipinos practice during funerals. No? Meron pong 30. But for the sake of time, I'll just mention 3. No? Isa dyan, avoid sweeping the floors during a wake. No? Bawal raw magwalis. Dahil raw, pag nagwalis ka, pag may burol, ay winawalis mo raw ang espiritu ng namatay mong kamag-anak. No? Totoo ba yon? Dati may namatay na akong relative, yung sister-in-law ko. Gusto ko sana magwalis. Binawalan ako ng aking mother-in-law. No? Tapos, ito pa, isang, do not go straight at home right after attending a wake. No, huwag ka raw umuwi ka agad sa bahay pag alas pumunta sa burol. No, dahil susundown ka raw sa bahay nung spirito ng patay. So, pumunta ka muna sa ibang lugar, sa mall, sa bahay ng kapitbahay mo, sa sari-sari store. Doesn't matter. What's important is, don't go directly to your home. Dati, yung burol ng asawa ng pinsan ko, husband of my cousin, first cousin. So, pumunta kami. Nag-memorial service ako. Nag-preach ako. Tapos, pagkatapos noon, my other cousin, second cousin ko ata, nasa hospital naman. Okay, so, punta kami, mga pinsan niya. Pagpunta namin sa baba, tinanong kami ng asawa niya, saan ba kayo galing? Sa burol. Eh, huwag kayong makyat yan. Ngayon, no? Huwag na. Hindi kami pinapunta. So, galing kami sa patay, tapos sa buhay, ayaw kong pag-pray yung buhay. Para mamatay. So, kaya Pastor Earl, na naintindihan ko ang iyong kinalalagyan. No? Pastoral services po si Pastor Earl, no? KBL, Kasal Binyag Libing. mula baby dedication hanggang sa hukay, no? Yan po yung pastoral services niya. Kaya kung meron kayong pangailangan ganyan, magpa-schedule lang po sa office, no? Kaya lahat po ng emotions, no, na intindihan po ni Pastor Earl. Ayan. Praise God, no? You're a blessed man, Pastor Earl. Kaya ito pa isang pamahiin, no? Kids are passed to and fro overhead the casket before the grave's permanently covered. Alam niyo po ba 'yon na itinatawid sa taas ng kabaong, dapat hindi sasayad yung paa ng bata para raw hindi bisitahin ng multo ng namatay. No? Do you believe in that? Nakita niyo ba 'yan? Ha? Why shouldn't we practice these superstitions anymore? Because sabi sa Bible, we have crossed over from death to life. Our beliefs about death, no? We have, Jesus has conquered death. We shouldn't be afraid of death. We have crossed over from death into life. Death has been conquered by Jesus. We have changed our residence from the territory of death into the territory of life. Nag-change na tayo ng residence, ng status. We have crossed over. And so, because we have the assurance that our bodies will be raised to life, the implication then, the next is, we will have the assurance of everlasting life. Eternal life. A life that will never end. Buhay na, hindi matatapos. Walang hanggan. So, ano sabi ni Jesus? Those who hear His word and believes in God will have eternal life. The life everlasting in the presence of God. Now, there are two senses about the meaning of eternal life. First is, as Christians, we already possess eternal life. It starts here on earth, you know, when we believe. Those of us who believe in the name of the Son of God, all of us know that you have eternal life. Meron kayong assurance ng eternal life, you know, if you believe and continue to believe in Jesus. Now, so, eternal life is a relationship with Jesus, knowing Jesus, not religion, but relationship with Jesus. Finally, second is, eternal life will reach its final state when Jesus returns or when we die in the future. When Jesus comes back to claim His church, we'll be in heaven and we will no longer be able to commit sin. There'll be nothing impure or unholy in the kingdom of heaven. There is a perfect paradise, perfect happiness, holiness. So, nung namatay po si Lazarus, no, when Jesus met Martha and Mary and they reported to Him what happened, no, umiyak sila. They were grieving. These are the words of comfort of Jesus to Martha. Sabi niya, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. Do you believe this? So Jesus told Mary, assured Mary, huwag kang matakot, huwag kang magalala. I am the resurrection and the life. Ang muling pagkabuhay at ang buhay. Sino man maniwala sa akin ay mabubuhay kahit siya'y mamatay. So eternal life is the quality of life, including the promise of the resurrection. And therefore, the boundary of death is eliminated. Even though we still die physically, but we know that we will spend our next life in eternity with God. Forever. And so, ang question natin is, should we be afraid of death? Kailangan ba nating matakot sa kamatayan? Well, the fear of death is one of the most common fears of man. No, why? Because God created us to live forever. The desire to live is part of our system, part of our soul. But because Jesus has conquered death through His resurrection, Jesus said, I hold the keys of death and Hades, and I have the authority to give life, eternal life. And so, ang promise po na pinangahawakan natin, whoever believes in Jesus will never die, but will live forever. We have the assurance of eternal life. And even though we walk, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with us. He is our shepherd. And whenever we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. But when we are absent from the body, we will be present with the Lord. Will be with God in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5. And so, death is like an enemy, but it has lost its sting. And so, the being forgiven, ang topic po natin, forgiveness, resurrection, and eternal life. Yan po ang ating pinangahawakan. Yan po ang ating pag-asa. In other words, being forgiven of our sins, the assurance of a resurrection body, and the gift of eternal life are the blessed hope of every Christian. Yan po ang ating pag-asa. Yan po ang ating pinanghahawakan. Yan po ang ating makakamit balang araw. At nagsisimula na hanggang ngayon. It starts now. We are forgiven now. And what you hope for or hope in is driving how you see relationships, how you spend your money, how you live your life. Kung ano po ang iyong pag-asa. Ito po yung mga ka-apekto kung paano tayo mabuhay. No? For example, if you're hoping that you will be the valedictorian, the first honor, no, in your school, then you will, this hope will drive you to study hard and excel in your academics. No, kung hope mo is to get that gold medal sa sports competition, then you will train hard, train in the gym, and train and practice. Ganun din. What you hope for in the future will affect how you live your life in the present. The reigning MVP in the NBA today, his hope is in Jesus. No, sabi ni Stephen Curry, the man who died for our sins on the cross, I know I have a place in heaven waiting for me because of him. And that's something that no earthly prize or trophy could ever top. Yan ang sabi niya. Walang makakahigit sa premyo na makakamtan ko sa langit because dahil sa ginawa na ni Jesus sa akin nung namatay siya sa krus para sa aking kasalanan. Yan pa ang sabi ni Stephen Curry. Kaya ang hope niya, yun ang nag-drive sa kanya, yun ang nag-motivate, nag-inspire sa kanya, no, to do something for others. No, ito po, nung nagpunta siya sa Tanzania, Africa, Steph donated 816 mosquito nets, 3 for every 3-pointer shot he made last season to African refugees to fight the spread of malaria in that country. And so sabi ng father niya, si Del Curry, the trip help remind Steph not to take anything for granted. He understands that everything is given by the Lord and that it can be taken away too. So the application is, let us live our lives in light of eternity. Mabuhay po tayo because we have a hope of eternal life. What happens when you live in light of eternity? Rick Warren said, when you live in the light of eternity, your focus changes from how much pleasure am I getting out of life into how much pleasure is God getting out of my life. Tayo po'y nabuhay na may pag-asa na tayo mabubuhay ng pangwalang hanggan, ang ating pong atensyon ay nakatuon na hindi para sa ating sariling kapakanan, kundi kung paano natin mapapaligaya ang Diyos na nagbigay ng buhay natin. How much God is getting pleasure? Is God getting honor and glory for what I'm doing today? Yan po ang ibig sabihin, living our lives in light of eternity. Dahil po meron tayong buhay na pang walang hanggan. Ang ating pong buhay dito sa lupa ay pansamantala lang. And so this Christian businessman, Benjamin Luzon, the president and CEO of the Genetics Pharmacy, he is a devout Christian and his faith has affected how he does business. From day one, he has insisted on giving a branch-wide 30% discount to all senior citizens. Hindi lang 20%, 30% ang discount po. No, ang binibigay niya. Why? Sabi niya, sa mga tao, I'd always tell the applicants that all of us go to either heaven or hell. The most important thing in life is for us to land in heaven. You work and think of your problems, but 100 years from now, all of us will be gone. Luzon, sabi niya, a century can go by in just the blink of an eye. And he believes it is essential to make the most of the time we are given by thinking of how we can evangelize, how can we share the gospel, and help people how to go to heaven. Spend your life preaching the gospel, sharing the word of God, and getting people into heaven. And so, anong ginawa ni Luzon? Nag-print po siya. He has given away millions of copies of the Holy Bible in 6 dialects and more than 800,000 copies of the devotional book, Our Daily Bread. Living our lives in light of eternity. And to help us understand this further, let's watch this video clip from Pastor Francis Chan, a pastor in California, about living our lives in light of eternity.
Imagine this rope. Okay, pretend this rope just goes on forever. Okay? Just imagination. Pretend it goes around the world a few times. It doesn't. It ends at the rock. But let's just imagine this thing goes on forever. Now imagine that this rope is a timeline of your existence. You just exist forever. You see this red part? This would represent your time on earth. You've got a few short years here on earth, and then you've got all of eternity somewhere else. This is your existence. And what blows me away is some of you, all you think about is this red part. It's all you think about. You're consumed with this. You go, oh man, I can't wait till here. You know, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to save, so I can really enjoy this part right here. And you're consumed with that. And you're thinking, oh man, am I going to get to travel? Am I going to eat well? Am I going to do this during this part? And I'm like, are you kidding me? What about this? What about this? What about all this stuff? It's crazy to me because the Bible teaches that what I do during this little red part determines how I'm going to exist for millions and millions and millions of years forever. And so why would I spend this little red part trying to make myself as comfortable as possible, enjoying myself as much as I can? Paul says, look, I'm going to live my life for this mission. I'm going to spend my life, invest my life for this moment when I cross that finish line. See, I'm going to forget about all the stuff I could enjoy, and I'm not going to look around. I'm going to be like a runner just looking at that moment when I face God, because when I face him, then I don't get this chance over again. We get one chance at this life on earth, and it can end at any second for any of us. We've got one chance at this, and then comes eternity.
Living our lives in light of eternity. And so let's live our lives for the glory of God, because Jesus died and rose again. Let's not live our lives for our pleasures, but for the pleasure of God. Again, what is eternal life? John 17:3 says, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life begins here on earth by knowing Jesus Christ, by knowing God, and continues in eternity with God in heaven. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, for your love, for mercy. We thank you that you love each one of us. And that's why you sent your one and only Son, not to condemn us, but to save us. Lord, help us to live our lives in light of eternity. Thank you that there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. But for us who are not yet in Christ, I pray that you will show them the need for salvation. And also, Lord, help us to live our lives in light of eternity. Help us to live for your pleasure. Turuan mo po kayong mabuhay, hindi ayon sa aming sariling kapakanan, kundi para sa kalwalhati ng iyong pangalan. For the honor and glory of your name, help us to preach the gospel. Help us to share, to spread the word of God, the word of salvation to our loved ones and friends. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for the great salvation we have received. We want to worship you and adore you. We'll stand as you worship the Lord right now.
Resurrection of our bodies when you come again, and everlasting life that you have given us a gift because of your sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, let me pray for a specific group of people. Just as Pastor Winston started, that the need of man for forgiveness, it's all of us, we need it. All of humanity need it. Because if the greatest need of man is just money or provision, then sana nagpaula na lang si Lord of all the riches that comes from heaven to us so that our lives would be okay. But the truth is, the greatest need of man, every single person on earth, is forgiveness of sins. That's why Jesus had to come, die for our sins, and resurrected again, so that we would see that it is also possible for our lives. And if you are here, you don't have the security of your sins being forgiven, the security of the resurrection of your body, and the security of everlasting life, it starts today. Because the truth is, everlasting life would not start when you die, but it should start when that day or this day that you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Let me invite everyone to bow down and eyes closed. If that's you want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, would you just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer? Just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And eternal life starts today as you accept Him. Thank you. Anyone else? Just keep your hands raised. We'll be praying together. Just keep it raised. If you're raising your hand, pakitaas lang po, and we'll be praying. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? You want to accept Jesus Christ? Thank you. Maybe this is your first time, or you've been coming but you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. Just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer. Anyone else? To those people right now na nakataas po yung kamay ninyo, would you just get your things and let me invite you right here in front and let me lead you in prayer right now. This is not to put you on the spot or embarrass you. I just like to lead you in prayer right now. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Can we give God praise? Anyone else? Kahit hindi nyo po tinaas yung kamay ninyo, pero you know that you need Jesus Christ. You want to be secured of your salvation, forgiveness of sins, everlasting life. It would start today as we pray together. Just come here. Anyone else? Just come here. Thank you. To those of you right here in front, it starts with this prayer. Just repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I ask for forgiveness for all the sins that I have done against you. Now I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for your gift of eternal life that I receive from you today. I commit my life to you. Thank you because all of my sins are forgiven and I will be with you today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let me pray for you. Can we all stretch our hands towards Him and let's just pray. Father, thank you for these men and women who accepted you today as Lord and Savior. Thank you because their life would never be the same knowing that you are with them today and forever, Lord God. There would be a security that as their sins are all forgiven, now they would be able to honor you and in light of eternity, would be able to live life every day pleasing you, Lord God. And that is the grace that you've given them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are able to change them. Allow them to grow in their walk with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Please don't leave yet. Huwag po muna kayong umalis. To all of you right here, meron po mga tao sa likod nyo right now who would just talk to you and explain to you ano pong next step after this decision that you made today. And to all of us, can we just raise our hands as we pray before we go? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for our security, Lord God, that is in Jesus Christ, that give us opportunities to share the gospel to our co-worker, to our family members, to anyone, Lord God, whom we meet. Thank you, God, because this is the good news that we hold on to. Thank you for your blessings, Lord, that you keep us blessed so that we would be a blessing to others and protect us and our families. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless all of you and see you again next week. Invite your family and friends.